It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything@kera.org. You can also send me a tweet. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And that's where we got this from Jan, who says, when South Sudan split from Sudan, did they need to re-sign United Nations treaties, or did they inherit signatures from Sudan? And Jan followed up and said, I'm most interested in knowing if South Sudan is a signatory to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. Does anybody know? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything@kera.org, or as I said, you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Also got a couple of emails here in the inbox. Jessica says, we're looking to replace our old stained carpeting in our guest bedrooms and hallway with new flooring. And we're wondering what kind of flooring is the most pet stain resistant but still attractive for a bedroom. We have an older cat, Jessica says, that occasionally has urinated on the carpet. Yes, we've had her seen by the vet. She's healthy, just angry that we went out of town. And Jessica says, obviously Jessica's a listener to the show because we've had these kinds of questions before. So I'm glad, Jessica, that you've had your cat examined. But apparently this cat also at times vomits hairballs. And carpet is obviously not good for resisting the stains. What type of flooring do people recommend? Laminate? Bamboo? Well, that's why we do the show. And right now we're having a little phone issue. If you can't get through, 800-933-5372. Keep trying, or just email us anything@kera.org. Or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Fred in Lake Highland says, every bulk trash pickup week in my neighborhood, I see the trucks picking up anything of metal off the curb. Where are they selling this stuff? And can anyone come in and sell scrap metal? And his question in the subject line was, what are the best scrap metal places in DFW for getting a good price? And let's see, we got an email from Chris in Frisco, who wants to know, what's the up-to-date plan to extend the Dallas North Tollway past Frisco, and is there any timeline? 800-933-5372, email anything@kera.org, or you can send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington. Let's try this and see if I can at least punch these folks up. Hello, you're on the air. Tell me your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, Jeff, this is Justin in Fort Worth.
Hey, and what's your question or answer?
Hi, I've got an answer for Jessica with a flooring question.
Okay.
I work for a construction company in Fort Worth, and for people with pets who are looking for resilient flooring, we usually recommend a product called Coretec Plus. That's Coretec. It's vinyl plank, and it looks like wood flooring, but it's vinyl. It comes with a cork underlayment, and it's 100% waterproof and lifetime guaranteed. So that's usually what I go with for people with pets.
Coretec. Very good. Hey, thanks for calling. Mm-hmm.
Sure thing.
Right. Lines open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. We got, an email from Trey and Justin, who says, in response to the question about easy-to-clean attractive flooring, the listener could try stained concrete. Trey says it's very easy to clean, but can still look very nice, and there are different stain options to match the decor you already have in place. So just go with the concrete that's underneath there. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Lindsay has tweeted me wondering, where is the best place in Dallas to get cheap scrap wood or rustic wood? Anybody have any suggestions for Lindsay? You can tweet me at Jeff Whittington, or you can email us anything@kera.org. O-R-G. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to, we're going to wait. I think we're getting the phone thing worked out, so we'll be able to take your calls there shortly. In the meantime, we got an email from Ben, who wonders if anyone has any tips on getting rid of those tiny white flies that are living in our landscaping outside. Anybody have any suggestion on that? I mean, I would just say, Ben, you know, yesterday we had a whole hour long conversation on pollinators, and I would just say, you know, if they're not bothering you, they're doing a job, and the lizards and frogs and other things have to eat stuff too. So, but if they're bothering you, we'll see if we get some suggestions for you. And on this same topic, Laura wants to know, where do flies go in the winter, and where does the flu go during the winter? Well, I think the flu goes inside a whole lot of us, right, in the winter. Where does the flu go in the summer, I think, is the question. But we'll see if somebody has a suggestion for you. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Let's talk to TJ in Addison. Hello, TJ.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, I'm wondering if anyone knows anywhere to get a LaserDisc player repaired or anywhere that sells LaserDisc players still.
LaserDisc player repaired and or... Is this the 12-inch format, the big one?
Yeah, the big shiny silver disc.
Yeah, and it looks good, right?
Yeah, if you've got a good enough player.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see if somebody knows where to take it.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. We got an email here from Larry. Let's see. We got an email here from someone who says, I enjoy your show and listen every Friday, nearly every Friday, and I'm applying for a position at the VA. On the application, it states that the following persons will get favored employment preference if they fit in the following categories: veteran, disabled veteran, widow of veteran, wife of veteran, child of veteran, mother of veteran. Although mother of a veteran qualifies, the father of a veteran is not listed as fitting into the derived preference employment category. Is there a rationale for this, or does anybody know? Is this blatant employment discrimination by a federal agency? Anybody have any idea? Well, we'll see if we get an opinion on that. 800-933-5372. Let's go next on the phone to, is it Shady in Grapevine?
It's Shady.
Shady, go right ahead, please.
Yes, I have some medication that expired last month. And I know with some of the medication that it's not a huge deal within days after, but mm-hmm. I was more concerned about the legality of it. It is prescribed to me, but when it is expired, I don't know if it's still legal to use or if that is done.
So you're wondering, is it legal for you to take your medication that's expired?
After it's been expired,
after it's expired, yeah. Okay, well, we'll see if somebody has an idea.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Looks like we got the phones worked out. You can also email us anything at kera.org or tweet me. And that's what Cal did. Cal says, I'm going on a 2 to 3 month trip to Europe. Lucky Cal. What are some definite places to go and some places to skip? So if you have a suggested itinerary or anti-itinerary for Cal, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Cal didn't say, Cal is listening right now because he just tweeted me, he or she just tweeted me. And maybe Cal can tell us where they're planning to start the trip and kind of some of the places they're interested in. That'll give us a good idea. That'll give all of us a good idea of what to recommend for Cal. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Gabriella in the White Rock area of Dallas says, I'm looking for an online source to sell or donate engineering books. I asked a few months ago and I lost my note. Can anybody remember what answer we got? All right, well, we'll ask again, Gabriella. Let's see. This is from Jason, who says, my wife and I ripped up our old carpet and replaced it with Pergo. It was very easy. I looked at doing stained concrete, but it was very involved. And we have 3 cats in a 2-bedroom condo. So Jason recommends Pergo flooring. And here's one more on the critter front. This is from Steve. He says, I found a small dead scorpion in my farmhouse. The house is on piers, and it's about 2 feet off the ground. How can I make sure that I won't have an entire colony, gaggle, herd, or whatever the collective noun for scorpions is, visit in the future? Does anybody know, is there an area of denial chemical that will shoo them back to where they came from? Or is Steve looking at a future with a bunch of scorpions? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on the Twitter. Let's go to the phones and talk next to Robert in Fort Worth. Hey, Robert.
Hello, sir.
Hey there.
I just have a question. I was listening to your radio station here a day or two ago, and somebody critiqued the book, The Cartel.
Okay.
And it's about Mexican cartel, of course.
Right.
Like a 600-page book. And I was just trying to find the author so I could grab that book.
It wasn't our show, but it could have been... It could have been either, you know, Morning Edition or All Things Considered. It could have been The World. Someone who's listening right now will remember what show it was, and they'll contact us and let us know.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, I sure appreciate it.
You bet. So stay tuned, Robert. Thanks for calling.
Will do. You have a great day.
You too. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Colin in Fort Worth. Hello, Colin.
Hello. How are you, Jeff?
Doing great.
I'd like to give an answer to the question on hiring for federal employees. I'm not giving an official answer, but I did do some training as a federal government employee, and it talks about veterans' preference and the reason and the rationale behind it. It doesn't guarantee veterans a job. What the idea and the logic behind Congress working through and establishing these rules, including new ones in this presidency, for having a hiring preference and giving points to those with various levels of veteran experience, the idea being that they're trying to give a boost to those, for example, if you've served in the military, it's to give a boost to those who have gone years without, it's to try not to penalize people for military service,
right,
for their lack of civilian service, and to make up a gap in the financial loss over the years.
No, I haven't read go ahead. Go ahead.
And then the final thing is that they said was the federal government has put a lot of money into the folks who have been in the military in training, billions of dollars in training. And so it's a way for the federal government to continue to get value out of those people who have been trained. In terms of the family members, I don't have as good of an answer for that, though. Sorry
about
that.
That's what I think that was sort of the nut of the actual question was, and I haven't read the policy myself. I just saw what someone either, you know, typed in or copied and pasted into an email. But I think the nut of the question was, you know, can they prefer the wife or the child or the mother of a veteran, but not the father of a veteran. And so that's a partial answer. So thanks for calling, Colin. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Liberty in Arlington. Hello, Liberty.
Yes. Hi. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Great. I am calling just to give an answer about the life of medication.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a medication, and if it is safe to take it, it is safe even if it is expired, as long as you have the storage bag in a proper way, protecting that from light, for example. If it has to be in the refrigerator,
right,
or, you know, the right temperature, always the labs, they have a period that allows the medication to, you know, have it and use it. If it is more than a year, it could be up to 6 months or so. If it is more than a year, the molecules, whatever the compound is, they are going to be less effective, of course, but it is still safe. You know, it's going to be not that powerful.
Liberty, we have to take a break. I do appreciate your call. You can call us. 800-933-5372. You can email us anything at kera.org or send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in 2 minutes. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We're burning up the Twitter today. Let's see. We got an email, though, from Brian in Dallas, who says The Cartel is by author Don Winslow. And Michael tweeted me and agrees. The author of The Cartel is Don Winslow. And Michael says, I'm listening to it on Audible, the Audible app. It's great. So thanks, Michael, and thanks, Brian. And now our listener has an answer. Ben wants to know via Twitter, why did troll dolls not come with pants? Well, Ben, I'll remind you that Porky Pig doesn't wear pants either. So, and for that matter, Bert and Ernie, they don't even have lower halves, although I think we're supposed to think they do. And one more tweet before we go back to the inbox. Ariel wants to know, where in Denton can I take my dog to go swimming this summer? He's a black lab and goes crazy for swimming. Well, I mean, Lake Ray Roberts is up that way, I would imagine. There might be some other places. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington in the inbox. Brian says, your listener, Gabrielle, can donate her engineering books to the Dallas Makerspace. The Machine Shop Committee would be happy to accept them. That sounds like a late 90s sort of, you know, like third wave British band, the Machine Shop Committee. You can have that one. Let's see. We also got an email on this from John, who says, engineering books, Half Price has a good selection. I frequently browse there for engineering references and text, and they obviously buy these books for resale. And let's see. John says, for scorpions, I use Demon WP pesticide to get rid of scorpions at a house in West Texas, and it works very well. It's a wettable powder sprayed from a pump-up sprayer, and very little is needed. I would spray the post, piers, and the underside of the barn and along the perimeter of the inside. So there's some scorpion pesticide suggestions. 800-933-5372. Up next on the phone, let's talk to Brian in Fort Worth. Hello, Brian.
How are you?
Hey, doing well.
Good. I understand we have a question about metal recycling from the bulk garbage collection.
Yeah.
Well, you know, technically, it's illegal to salvage or to scrap metal from the bulk waste pile because of the way that the contracts work between the private collection companies and the cities, but it's often overlooked because there is such a large recycling component. The private companies usually just pick it up and throw it in the hole, so they'd rather see it gone to a beneficial use, so it's overlooked. That's how it's done. From a value standpoint, the spot markets vary so much on the cost of metals, there's really not much benefit going from one to another to get rid of the metal. Just find one you like and that you can work beneficially with, mm-hmm. and that one should do well for you.
And it's the kind of thing where you just pull your truck or trailer in and they weigh it with everything on it. And then they weigh it again with everything off of it, right? And then
correct. If you can separate it out, you get a much, much higher return rate. So if you can take it back to your house, separate aluminum from cast iron, from steel, and then just take it in or drop it off as aluminum or as pure copper, you're going to get a much, much better value and return on it than just as a big pile of metal that you take in.
Okay. Hey, Brian, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Jason in Plano. Hello, Jason.
Hello.
Hey there.
And as you know, I have an answer about South Sudan and UN treaties.
Okay.
Yes, and the answer is, I'm inferring at any rate, that it works the same way as the U.S. Constitution. Whenever a new state was admitted to the Union, it did not have to separately ratify each amendment of the Constitution. Whenever a new state joins the United Nations, it accepts all the globally enforceable UN treaties, which are currently part of international law. Yeah, so this is probably prompted on the part of the person who asked the question by curiosity about the Rome Statute and the ICC. The United States will maintain until it ends civilization that it is not subject to the ICC and the Rome Statute, but any member of the United Nations who joined after the Rome Statute entered into force accepts the Rome Statute and the jurisdiction of the ICC.
All right. Hey, Jason, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Got an email from Sandy and Hurst. Please settle a debate that my husband and I have been having lately. Sandy says, a very pleasant NPR-like female voice introduces sponsors every hour or so on KERA. This voice seems to have changed recently. Sandy says, my husband insists she is a computer, similar to Siri, but better because her speech is too perfect. I think she's a real person, Sandy says. You of all people would be the perfect person to settle this hot debate so we can move on with our lives. Well, it has changed recently, and the former voice of NPR underwriting credits was a woman named Sabrina Farhi. She is still on the NPR team, but you are currently hearing, from what I can tell from Current, which is sort of the public broadcasting, you know, newspaper, Jessica Hansen is the new voice of NPR underwriting credits. So it is an actual person, and her name is Jessica Hansen. And, yeah, she sounds great. And we've talked about this before on the show because, you know, it's you hear that voice a lot. So that's the answer. We got one today thanks to my phone and your question and that good stuff. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372 is Robert in Fort Worth. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Jeff. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, for the gentleman who wrote in about his trip to Europe and what to see, I highly suggest running through Birch's Garden, Germany. There are three things there that are really interesting and fun. The number one is the salt mine.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the Eagle's Nest.
Mm-hmm.
And then number three is Neuschwanstein, which is the fairy tale castle.
Well, you know, that's a great suggestion because Cal tweeted me back and says, I plan on arriving in Germany for Oktoberfest. So sounds like Cal's already going to be in Bavaria.
Yeah, go to Munich and go to the Hofbräuhaus because it is an exciting time.
Yeah, the salt mine, I have had the pleasure of visiting Berchtesgaden myself many, many years ago when I was a young lad. And the salt mine is really cool. It's really, really you put on the coveralls and the helmet and everything and ride the train.
Get a slide down the banister, take the train, the underwater lake, all of that. It really was really cool. Fun. I enjoyed it.
Great. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Robert.
Thanks. You have a good one.
So there is a vote, Cal, for you for, you know, you're going to Munich already for Oktoberfest. So just take the train down to some of those other little towns in Bavaria. You know, spend a few weeks in Germany. And it's a good time to go, too. 800-933-5372. Up next is Brandon in Dallas. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going well.
Good. So I was calling in response to somebody asking about where to take their dog swimming in Denton.
Yeah.
So there's only one dog park in Denton. It's called Wiggly Field. But behind that dog park is actually a small pond that tons of people take their dogs to, you know, go swim in that little pond. So if they wanted to, you know, get some exercise at the park and then go back there and do a little swim, you know, that's the perfect place to do it.
Very good. Brandon, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Up next, let's talk to Sam in Denton itself. Hey, Sam.
Hi. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Turns out the last caller ended up taking the Wiggly Field comment, though I'll admit I usually take my little Australian Shepherd over to the disc golf field. They have a little pond there with some turtles, and she loves chasing them around.
All right. Well, a couple of votes. Thanks, Sam. We got another vote from Lauren for Wiggly Field in Denton, with the pond specifically built for dogs in the back. And Lauren says, go through the big dog fenced area and find the back gate, and the pond is to the left. Let's see. Brittany, speaking of dogs, is wondering if there are any community groups in the Dallas area for deaf dogs, dogs that are hearing impaired, I guess, to kind of compare notes, perhaps. Let's see. We got another trip question. This is from Sal, who says, I'm going to Machu Picchu and Cusco in Peru near the end of the month. I've already booked flights and hotels and train tickets, but are there any must-see places that your viewers would highly recommend. Obviously, Sal's already going to Machu Picchu. So anything else in the Machu Picchu or Cusco area that anyone can recommend? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, we got a couple of more emails about flooring for pets. Thomas writes, Allure flooring is a 100% rubber, or it's a rubber 100% waterproof floating floor. It lays easily with an adhesive strip binding the planks together. Thomas says it's inexpensive compared to other flooring options. It's quick to install. One cautionary note, make sure the installer has experience with this flooring and takes the care not to leave any gaps between the flooring planks. Thomas says, my contractor recommended this flooring, did the installation, and I'm extremely pleased with the result, and no one who looks at it can tell or can believe it's actually a rubber floor. Allure flooring is what it's called. And one more. This is from someone who says, for the flooring issue with pets, I like the linoleum strips that look like wood. Peel and stick, it's cheap, looks great, and because it fits flush to the floor with no spaces in between, nothing can get in or under it. I have it in my kitchen after liquid got in and under the laminate I had down, and mine has a 20-year warranty, this listener says. 800-933-5372 is where we find, oops, let's talk to Ed in Duncanville. Hello, Ed.
Hi, I came in late and I apologize, but I heard somebody talking about the International Criminal Court and whether a nation accepts jurisdiction. And he made drew a comparison to the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution is a law setting up a government.
Right.
The United Nations is a treaty organization. And the ICC is a separate treaty that was established by people who also participate in the United Nations. But South Sudan coming into the United Nations doesn't make it subject to other subsidiary treaties unless they also ratify those treaties, and they haven't ratified the ICC. So there is one other way that the UN can get jurisdiction, and that is if the Security Council orders an investigation by the ICC. But even then, there is questionable as to whether they could get jurisdiction to try anybody. All they could do is investigate.
So for instance, say Texas became its own country, we would not automatically be subject to the agreements that the United States had made before with the United Nations.
No, not only not subject to United States agreements, but if Texas became a separate country mm-hmm. and joined the United Nations, unless Texas ratified all the other treaties, it wouldn't be subject to those, like the 2001 Stockholm Convention that calls for an end to DDT, or to the Human Rights Convention, or nor to UNICEF, nor the World Health Organization, or any of those things. All of those are separate treaties. And you know, the difference is that a lot of people, I think, kind of forget is the United Nations is not a government. What it is a collection of nations who are trying to do good, we hope.
Thank you so much for the sort of the clear delineation. I appreciate that.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Sol in Dallas. Hello, Sol.
Yeah, hey, I ride my bike frequently into downtown Dallas mm-hmm. through Deep Ellum. I believe I'm on Elm or Main Street, passing right in front of Profit Bart. And right as I'm getting to the overpasses, I'm going into downtown Dallas, I smell, obviously they're baking something nearby, and it's such a sweet smell. I want to know what, I can't think of any bakery in the area that's large enough that I always smell it when I ride my bike into downtown. I'm just curious if anybody knows.
What time of day are you doing that?
Most recently it was about 2 in the, actually no, it was about 10:30 in the morning.
Okay.
But I've smelled it at various, pretty much all day long.
There is like a nut roasting company over in sort of the southern, southeastern part of downtown, kind of near the farmer's market, but that's not a bread smell necessarily.
It could be it, because it reminds me of there's a cornbread they make in Mexico fresh, like on the streets in a griddle, and it mm-hmm. kind of smells like it has that sweet smell to it almost.
Well, somebody's going to know for sure. We'll solve this one for you today.
Perfect.
I'm confident.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Rebecca in Fort Worth wants to know, how does one become a certified alligator rescuer? I think this is in response to the alligator relocation effort that's really blown up in the news after that alligator was pulled out of the Trinity in Fort Worth. I will just jokingly say very carefully, but we'll see if somebody knows. Where do you take classes in, you know, alligator rescuing? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. And we got time to take at least one more call before the break. Let's talk to Robert in Dallas. Hello, Robert.
Good afternoon.
Same to you.
I was wondering, is there a turntable doctor in the Metroplex?
Somewhere you can take your turntable and have it worked on.
Yes, sir.
What's it doing?
Well, it was sitting in a closet for the longest time,
right.
Forgotten. And it is a Philips model,
okay,
with a Empire cartridge in it.
Is it not working? Is it not turning? Is it a belt driven turntable, or is it
a belt driven turntable from the '70s, and I would just like to have it looked at.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get a suggestion for you. One thing it might be is that the belt just may be, you know, dried out and fallen off, you know, and you might see if you can search around and find a replacement belt. Somebody will know. We get these kind of questions from time to time. And
no PC in the house.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see if we get an answer.
You're the best, Jeff.
Thanks, Robert.
Bye.
It's anything you ever wanted to know right here on KERA. Phone number 800-933-5372. Email address, of course, is anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Stay with us. A whole nother segment, your questions, your answers, coming up. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA. I'm Jeff Whittington. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address, anything at kera.org. Or, you know, shoot me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Connie did, wondering if there's a good holistic vet in the Fort Worth area that is experienced in skin conditions for pets. Let us know, 800-933-5372. And that's where we find Charlotte in Dallas. Hello, Charlotte.
Hi.
Hey there.
I was calling about the man asking about a trip to Europe.
Yes.
I just finished a three-month trip to Europe, and
wow.
I have a few suggestions. If he leaves Munich and he goes west, he could go through France. You know, he could do the French Riviera and Nice and Aix-en-Provence and Carcassonne and into the Pyrenees. Across the Pyrenees into Barcelona and San Sebastian, and or he could go east and go to Salzburg and Vienna, and then drop down into, you know, cross the Alps and drop down to Venice and Verona and Florence and into the Italian Riviera. That's beautiful, and that would take up about 3 months.
That sounds great. Is that which way did you go?
Well, I've done both of those, and this last trip was all, you know, France and Spain mostly, and then I went to the Italian Riviera, and it was all fantastic.
Great. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Lucky Charlotte. This line is now open on at 800-933-5372. Let's see. Up next, let's talk to Zaina calling from Dallas. Hello, Zaina.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Good, good. I'm calling in response to the guy asking about the sweet smell downtown.
Yeah.
Now, when I was younger, my dad and I used to go down to that area a lot, and there was a ice cream cone factory there. But I left Dallas in 2000, so I'm assuming that's still what that smell is, because I was down there recently, and I smelled something kind of familiar. So I think that's what that is. It's the ice cream cone factory.
Wow, that's that describes, when you say ice cream cone factory, that's the smell exactly. It's that sweet, almost like a bread kind of smell, but almost
kind of creamy. And,
Wow. Okay. Well,
I believe that's what it is, and it's just a familiar smell to me. So I think that's what that still is. So.
All right. Well, Zaina, thanks for calling. Where do you live now?
I'm
sorry, you broke up there.
Excuse me?
You broke up there. Where are you living now if you're not in Dallas anymore?
Oh, I'm back in Dallas.
Oh, you are.
I moved to Florida. I was in Florida for about 12 years.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. While we're planning people's trips, Dina says, for your listeners going to the Machu Picchu area, try to see the ruins at Ollantaytambo and Sacsayhuaman ruins just above Cusco, and the salt mines in the Sacred Valley. Let's see. On the Europe trip, this is from Neha, who says, my one recommendation for the Europe trip is to buy tickets to attractions online in advance when you're able to. It will save time standing in line just for the ticket and then standing in another line for the entrance. And our producer, our hardworking producer, Stephen Becker, seconds this suggestion. A couple of answers on turntable repair. Jim, who works at Audio Electronics, says we repair most types and brands of turntables. Glad y'all are listening, Jim. And they're on Plano Road, by the way, Audio Electronics. Let's see. Sam says Spinster on Davis Street in Oak Cliff repairs turntables. So there's a vote for Spinster on Davis in Oak Cliff. It's spelled just like it sounds, S-P-I-N-S-T-E-R. And let's see, Andrea in Dallas says Preston TV and Video Incorporated on the southeast corner of Preston and Forest. Preston TV and Video Incorporated on the southeast corner of Preston Forest. Couple of answers there. Let's see. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372 is Sharon in Crescent. Hello, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi,
I was just calling in. A couple weeks ago, you had somebody ask if anyone knew where you could get fresh turkey eggs.
Yeah.
And I have fresh turkey eggs.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see if it looks like we've got your details off the air. So if that person writes us back, we can share that information.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Let's see.
Bye.
We also got a tweet from Jordan, who wonders if there are any small local farmers market locations near the medical district. Jordan says, I'm mostly looking for local eggs. You might contact the folks over at Trinity Haymarket, which is down, you know, they're near the medical district. They're on like Market Center, and they sell all kinds of chicken feed and seeds and gardening stuff, and they may know a source for local eggs. And Andre is wondering, what is the best DFW hotel for a staycation? So we'll get a couple of votes on that maybe before the end of the hour. Up next to 800-933-5372 is Meg in Dallas. Hello, Meg.
Oh, hi.
Hey there.
It sounds like y'all already got several answers for where to fix the turntable, but a favorite shop of mine is Shake Rag, the music shop on Live Oak, pretty near downtown. That guy there fixes turntables and also just has a really cool shop of all sorts of old music memorabilia and vinyls and even turntables if he was looking to buy a new used one.
Very good. Thanks, Meg.
Sure.
And we got one more on this from the Twitter. Who says, for turntable problems, they may be able to tell you if it's a belt issue at Forever Young Records in Grand Prairie. And Nick tweeted me and said, your listener traveling to Europe should maybe check out Rick Steves for some tips on where to go on that European trip. One more email here from Don, too, who says, I'm sorry, this is from Karen, who says, if you discover the smell is not baking or brewing. I didn't think about it. There's some breweries now in Deep Ellum, too. It might have been a brewing smell. I think the ice cream cone factory is, that's in first place for as far as I'm concerned right now for the smell, sweet smell downtown. But Karen says, It could be a synthetic fragrance covering up something bad, like a grease trap at a restaurant. So let's hope it's ice cream cone factory. I see like unicorns in overalls manning the machines at the ice cream cone factory. It's just me and how my mind works. Let's talk next at 800-933-5372 to Jeff in Dallas. Hello, Jeff.
Hey.
Hey there.
Hey, can you hear me?
Sure can.
Hey, man, big fan of the show.
Oh, thanks. Call. Thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, my question is, why does it always seem like my car is driving faster or smoother once I go through the car wash?
That is a great question. And I agree with you. It does feel like your car is a better ride. It's more responsive. Maybe it's just the car is happier.
You know, I've heard that. And then I heard of the more scientific analogy that, you know, the billions of particles of dust on the vehicle is now removed, so therefore it reduces the viscosity and
the drag. I don't know about that because it seems like you'd have to have, you know, giant cakes of mud all over your car for it to be a wind resistance issue. I mean, unless your car is a finely tuned, you know, $250,000 Italian performance sports car. But you know, when I drive the Outback through the car wash and it feels like, oh, it's, you know, I think it's us, really. I think we're just like we project feelings on our cars. I think we're somehow feeling something that is probably always there, but it just feels better when you're in a freshly washed car.
Yeah, I just don't know why. Is it a placebo ideology, or is it any, you know, theory to it?
Well, we'll see if we get some other opinions on this for you.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling, Jeff.
Thank you for my question.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's see. Let's talk next to Richard in Fort Worth. Hello, Richard.
Hello. I heard the story about the guy that's a certified alligator catcher, and he also reported in the news that he believed the alligator was blind. I would like to know how he knows that the alligator is blind. Is there an alligator eye chart, or do you have a cane? Or I'm kind of joking here, but how does this guy know the alligator is blind? And I would like to also know the answer to the question of how you become a certified alligator catcher.
Yeah, I think you just proclaim yourself a certified alligator catcher, and you know, you hang your shingle and you hope for a call. It sounds like something that I don't know that there's an accreditation process. It sounds like something that you learn how to do growing up or hanging out with the right or wrong people, for that matter. And, you know, it's one of those experiential things. As far as how the gentleman knew the alligator was blind, I don't know. I would just imagine that maybe perhaps its eyes were damaged, or I don't know. I did also hear that, but I haven't seen.
That seemed like an odd conclusion
yeah.
to me. But
well, we'll see if somebody knows. And we got somebody lined up here that has an answer on the getting certified. So let's see what this caller has to say.
Thank you.
All right. And on that note, let's talk to Jim in Fort Worth. Hello, Jim.
Hi. Well, I've actually now got two answers.
Right.
First of all, with regard to alligators, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department has jurisdiction over harvesting, collecting, keeping alligators. And I'm not sure there's a certification, but there would certainly be a permit that would be required that they would issue, and that's who I would call, the game warden's office,
right.
Basically.
It sounds like it's the kind of thing that Texas Parks and Wildlife does the certifying, if you know what I mean. If they hire
correct.
You and give you permission to do it, then you're good enough.
Yeah, I think that's how that's going to work.
Yeah.
And then as far as the clean car going faster,
yeah.
I don't know the exact reason, but it's connected to the reason that TF Flyers used to make me run faster and jump higher when I was a kid.
There you go.
Same principle.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
You bet. Thanks.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Let's see. Twitter, always open. Let's see. We got a tweet from Juan who says, for the Peru trekker, Sacsayhuaman and Ollantaytambo are on the way to Machu Picchu from Cusco. So it sounds like it's going to be an efficient trip. Jason says the Belmont Hotel in Oak Cliff gets his vote for staycation. And Javier says, let's see, for the car wash guy, it may have to do with tau, the perception of objects moving toward or away from you. Well, those are the answers we got right now. Let's see, time for maybe a couple more calls before we run out of time. Let's talk to Mary in Lucas. Hello, Mary.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
A few years back, there used to be a fresh food co-op in the summers in the Allen area, and I'm looking for something similar this summer in Allen and Lucas. And individuals would purchase quarter or half shares, and then every 2 weeks you would go to someone's house, and they would distribute it in these tubs that you would provide, these big plastic tubs. And you got local greens and vegetables from local farmers in your neighborhood. So it was a neighborhood kind of co-op as opposed to a farmer's market. And I'm looking for one of those again in Lucas or Allen.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get an answer for you. Probably not today, but next week for sure.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Let's see. Let's get a call here from Faison in Dallas. Hello, Faison.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I think I have an answer to the guy who called about the car wash. Of course, it's not a technical answer. I work at a limo company, so we wash a lot of cars, and I noticed the same thing.
You are an expert, okay? At this point, you're now an expert. You're entering expert territory, so lay it on us.
I think this is the reason what happens is you obviously have suspension under your car. When you run it through a car wash, everything is lubricated, your shocks, your springs. And whenever you start driving, it feels smoother, and the car is cooled down as well, so the engine's cooler, so it feels, that's kind of the same thing that happens when it rains. Your car doesn't bounce as much because the suspension's completely lubricated.
Just by being damp, it just gets damp, and it's kind of,
That's the reason, I think. And we drive so many different cars, and every time I take it to the wash, I notice the exact same thing, which is the same type of feeling you get when you're driving in the rain.
All right,
the car drives a lot smoother.
That's going to be the answer. So thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Let's see. We got an email from Tracy who says, I traced that downtown aroma years ago to Heinz Nuts on Corsicana at St. Paul. And Tracy says, I bought nuts and snacks at their retail counter ever since. That's what I was remembering. I just couldn't remember the name of the place. So Heinz Nuts may very well be. I still like the idea, though, of the ice cream cone factory with unicorns. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Produced by Stephen Becker. Engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls. And Christine McConnell produces the podcast, which you can download absolutely free at ketra.org/anything. Last 10 shows are there for you to click and play. Or you can subscribe. There's a subscription link up there at the top of the page. Would love for you to do that. And, of course, email us at anything@ketra.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I get on there, you know, not only when I'm about to do the show, so you can tweet me. And really appreciate everybody listening and writing and calling in, and y'all have a fantastic weekend.